This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Portland Timbers ready to go down tonight, 8 o'clock over at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. We got the pregame for you here at 6 o'clock and kickoff at 8 o'clock as the battle for the cup, the MLS Cup. And joining us now on the WadeFort.com hotline to get us all set, a guy who's had his finger on the pulse of all of it all season long since the inception of this team, Doug Robertson from HAC and HAC.com. Good morning, Doug.
Morning, Sam. How are you?
It's championship day. It's here.
It is here. How about that, huh?
We made it. We're here, ready to play for a championship. Everything you've had a chance to see and observe from our team, you feel like they're ready to go ahead and finish the deal and get it all done tonight?
They're going to try. Yeah, they seem, you know, they're a little bit nervous, as everyone would be, playing for a title, but they're confident. They're doing, you know, they're playing well in the playoffs. They've found a formula that seems to work for them defensively and offensively. They have the confidence of how well they play at home. They have the confidence of knowing that the Timbers have yet to beat them. Of course, Atlanta has yet to beat Portland, but, you know, it just depends upon how you look at it. And they're going to be buoyed by, Gerardo Martino's last game, possibly Miguel Almiron's last game, and more than 70-something thousand supporters who have sold out the place.
Yep, that seems like a recipe for a win. We're a little concerned with Michael Parker's. You know, is he going to be good to go? And, how much will he be able to contribute tonight?
No, he's good to go. He said at the press conference Thursday that he's good to go. He didn't train the first couple of days this week. He just did some recovery work and some light work, but he said that he was back in training and good to go.
Yeah. Thoughts about this team that's coming in from Portland and things they could do that could present some problems for the Five Stripes?
They're a very good team. They've won this before a couple of years ago. Their coach, who's in his first year with Portland, won three NESL titles with the Cosmos. One was beating the Silverbacks a few years ago here in Atlanta. So they have the experience and they have the toughness. They've gone on the road in the playoffs each round and gotten the result they needed, first at Dallas, then at their Cascadia Cup rivals, Seattle, and then at Sporting Kansas City, who was the top team in the West this year. So coming into Mercedes-Benz Stadium, they know what it's like to win on the road. They don't know what it's like to play in front of 70-something thousand fans. So that's going to be interesting to see how they respond. I think, you know, I've only had a few interactions with Savarese, Portland's coach, but he is very confident. He's very calm. He seems like he's a player's coach. And they have a few guys on their team, notably Diego Valeri, who, if you give him just 3 seconds, he can score a goal. So he's a guy that Atlanta United is really going to have to pay attention to.
Obviously, we have a guy on our side who also knows them very well, too. Talk about the advantage and how that helps to have someone who's been a part of the success there at Portland on our side and on the field tonight.
You're referring to Darlington Nagbe,
yeah.
Who was traded from Portland to Atlanta. The trade was announced last December. It was an interesting trade at the time because, personally, I wasn't quite sure how he was going to be used within Atlanta United's formation at the time, the 4-2-3-1. But he has found a home. He is what Gerardo Martino, Atlanta United's manager, calls the pause for Atlanta United, because last year he said they were up and down the field all the time. And Nagbe has the skill and the wisdom to know when to kind of slow things down, both on offense, how to get things going again when he gets the ball after the defense creates a turnover, and that he's been an invaluable piece of Atlanta United's attack this year. He was one of the players on the Timbers who won that title a couple of years ago, so he has that experience also. He's one of a few players on the team who've won. Larentowicz has won an MLS Cup, and Michael Parkhurst has played in four, yet to win one. This will be his fifth.
Doug Robertson, AJC and AJC.com, is joining us here on the WaitForIt.com hotline. If you want to follow him on Twitter, you can follow him at Doug Robertson, AJC. Our MVP, was there ever any doubt that Joseph Martinez would be the MVP this year?
There was a little bit. Toward the end of the season, Martinez kind of hit a little rut with a lack of goals, and at the same time, Zlatan Ibrahimovic of the LA Galaxy was kind of dragging that team into the playoffs all by himself with just a lot of goals. And so there was some talk, maybe it was just artificial to create some drama, that Ibrahimovic could nip Martinez at the end for the MVP, but the Galaxy did not make the playoffs, Atlanta United did, and Martinez was the deserved winner of the award.
We've always debated about where that puts him as far as his city, as far as the major sports guy. And right now, that puts him up at the top. Among other players on other teams, I think because of what he's done and what this team is just a heartbeat away from accomplishing in this area, and just the way that people have received him and the expectations for what he does each and every time this team takes to the pitch.
Yeah, he loves the city. He truly does. It seems like his family, his grandparents and his niece and some others who live with him, love this city. So if he were to score a couple of goals tonight and Atlanta United were to win, he would be the king of Atlanta. No doubt. It would be fun to watch because he really is a funny guy. He's incredibly smart. He speaks several languages. He doesn't like talking to the media very much, but you know, I don't blame him for that. I wish he would.
Yeah.
As I said, he's a funny and smart guy. But, yeah, he would be king of the city if he could score some goals and lead Atlanta United to an MLS Cup tonight.
That's an interesting thing because you're right. He doesn't share a whole lot. We don't see a lot of quotes or hear a lot from him. He's that kind of player, yet the fans adore him and respond to him very much, and you'll hear that tonight once again. But you had a chance to be around him enough. You had to be around him enough to see that side, and you obviously have had a chance to get that glimpse.
Yeah, no, he really is just a good guy. He has, you know, a couple of personas that he puts forth with the media and things like that. But, I mean, for example, at the MVP announcement, he ended it by saying, "See you later, alligator," which was just...
Oh, where'd that come from?
Yeah. He was smiling. And the most important thing was he started his speech in English. He doesn't speak a lot of English to us. He has to me a couple of times in the past, but it's really rare. And for him to do that, it was not inspiring, is not the right word, but it took a lot of guts and a lot of confidence. And he spoke it very well.
Yeah.
It was very impressive. It's one of a few languages he speaks. So, you know, kudos to him because I couldn't have done that with rudimentary Spanish, that's for sure.
Yeah, the limited Spanish that I took. I like to say I took Spanish, but Spanish took me. this morning on the WaitForIt.com hotline with Doug Robertson. It's championship, and, of course, a lot of things going on. Portland has this big piece of wood riding around on the back of a flatbed truck, man, and they say they want to bring in this guy called Timber Joy. Explain to folks how that works because, you know, I don't want if they knew – they're going to bring a chainsaw to the town who owns our team. You know, we got your chainsaw. We got a whole store full of chainsaws. But talk
about... I don't know if it's a Home Depot chainsaw or what. But it's called the Victory Log, and it's really cool, I think. It's one of the more unique traditions, I think, in all of any sports leagues in the United States or North America. It's a big log. I don't know what type of tree. I looked this week. I could never really find it. But whenever Portland scores a goal... Timber Joey, who I guess is a lumberjack or a wood cutting technician, fires up that chainsaw and cuts off a chip off that log and is presented to the goal scorer after games. So I think it's a really cool thing. I got a chance to see it last year when I was in Portland for that game, which was a 1-1 draw. So, you know, I don't know if you'll hear it tonight, but it would be kind of cool just for Atlanta United fans to get to experience it, I suppose, as long as it's not Portland winning 1-0 or something like that.
Yeah, I kind of don't want to hear it. I recently had some dental work, so that's going to remind me of that. No, I kind of don't want to hear it. Plus, who's going to clean up the mess? Who's going to come? You got sawdust all. You know, we don't want sawdust, you know, inside Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Who's going to clean that up?
You.
you know, I don't want that to say. That's why I don't want to hear that thing fired up. I don't want to hear
you need
fired
to bring
up.
Bring your Dyson vacuum tonight, Sam. If you can get it past security,
that's going to be the tough part tonight. That's going to be the big question. if you can get it into the place, that's going to be great. Keys to the win. Now, what do we want to see? Obviously, we'd love to see Atlanta United get off to a start and a Joseph Martinez goal in the first 10 minutes. We saw that a number of times early this season.
The keys to the win, it's going to be, it's not a whole lot different than during the regular season. Atlanta United needs to keep its shape on defense. They can't give Diego Valeri or Sebastian Blanco too much space. They've got to be patient when they have the ball because it's expected that Portland is going to, they've up until the playoffs, they've been mostly a defensive team. They sit back and they try to beat you with counterattacks. So Atlanta United needs to be patient. They can't get too far forward and expose themselves to a counterattack from Valeri and Blanco or Diego Chara. So that's the other key. The third key is just to make sure that, in my opinion, Almiron and Martinez are getting some touches early. They need to get a feel of the game and kind of get into the game and give Portland something to think about. A little bit, you know, that if they can get Almiron on the ball, Portland has to be extremely aware of how dangerous he is. And the same as Martinez. If he can just get a header, even if it's not on goal, but just getting one is going to send a warning shot. It'll get Martinez' confidence up, and it should affect Portland. But it's going to be a fantastic game. It's just been a weird, I was thinking about this today. I can remember I was in an MBA class, and I can remember talking with someone about Atlanta United. It wasn't Atlanta United at the time. It was just a professional soccer team. And sitting in my car when I was supposed to be in class writing a story about Atlanta maybe getting an MLS franchise. It was cold and rainy like it was today. It was across from the Walter's,
okay.
Right there on Marietta Street. In the parking lot right there behind that hot dog stand. It's just been a long, fun journey, and tonight's going to be really, really exciting.
Yep, we're looking for that. They go with a championship. Doug, thanks so much for spending some time this morning. We'll see you at the Benz a little later on today.
Thanks, guys.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.